We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Thursday night. We're at Westman Arena in Superior. The Yellow Jackets trying to find their way back into the win column as they host UW River Falls. I'm John Garver, and as always, we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And kind of going back in time here, coach, as we try to find a place to maybe shake up this losing skid a little bit. So we're back in the scorer's table doing the interview. You had some good success here, so hopefully the karma will carry over from last year because we haven't been in here yet this year. But carrying over, we don't want things for the most part to carry over from the end of the game on Saturday night, do we? That's a tough way to finish.
Well, this is the closest we could get to the penalty box, Garf, so it's actually kind of suiting that we're in, fitting that we're in here. But no, it was not the finish we wanted. You know, it's been a little bit of adversity the last 3 weeks here for sure, going back to the two ties against Gustavus and St. Thomas. And there's been some good hockey in there at times and glimpses or whatever, and you know, now we have to, you know, we have to put a stop to it and kind of get our game back going a little bit. And I thought, you know, for the most part, I thought we played pretty well on Saturday night against against Point, and you know, it's 2-1 goal losses to them back to back. You know, so I think there's positives there or whatever, but we have to. You know, we have a young group, and they have to learn to in crunch time now, finish games. They have to learn it's crunch time now for 60 minutes. You have to start fast. So, you know, we're going through some teaching moments here right now, but I think all in all, I'm happy with our guys. We just need to get back to worrying about us a little bit, and I think that will help us kind of dig out of this a little bit.
You talked a little bit about the crunch time and finishing games out, and you go back to the Gustavus game. You had a late lead there. You had a late lead at St. Thomas. You had the late lead on Saturday at Stevens Point. So in the last six games, three times you've had a lead within the last 5 minutes of a game. How do you get guys to understand that, you know, we do have to be better and we do have to finish better?
Well, part of it is, you know, discipline, right? You can't take a penalty either. You know, part is, I mean, you know, you have to look at how the goals are scored, too. Like, the St. Thomas, who's a CNI puck, it hits Liam's skate, Turch's skate, rides up over a goalie's shoulder into the net. Like, kind of is a little bit of a seeing eye puck there. You know, Gustavus, you know, we won the game in overtime. They just didn't count. They just apparently didn't want to count that goal. So, you know, you have that one, but like, we obviously had a lead. They shouldn't have gone to overtime, and you know, you know, we two penalties really hurt us in the last weekend series, and it, you know, at that time, you know, and a part of it is just going through it. Like, for whatever reason, you know, we learn the hard way. We don't learn, like, okay, like, we got by, like, we could do better here. We learned the hard way here. So that's kind of what I've found out. And, you know, if we get back to the way we play, we're not even in those positions, really. We're playing with a two-goal lead at that point, so it's a little bit different. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, our guys have matured throughout the season. We just need to get back to our 60-minute game you know, and focus on that part and not focus on critical moments. Just focus on the whole thing as the whole game. And I think that would help us alleviate, I think, a little bit of stress during those crucial times too, especially if you had 10 good shifts, why wouldn't you have the 11th, right? Go out. That means you're doing things the right way. So, you know, we're more focusing on the whole picture.
Do you think maybe there was a little degree of they've been there before kind of thing with Point, and those guys have been through games like that? They've been through the crunches and, you know, postseason play and everything, and maybe they felt the stress a little bit less than maybe you guys did as the time was closing out?
Yes, I guess to a degree. I mean, they clearly have experience, right? So, yeah, possibly. But, you know, at the end of the, you know, it's, to get there, we have to go through it too, and you know, we want to go through on the positive side. But you know, I don't necessarily believe that the outcome is what it should have been. You know, we were 8-for-8 on the kill at that point, and you know, we only had two power plays, quite frankly, to have a 5-minute at that point in the game. I don't think that's right. But we, you know, it is what it is, and you know, they do have a good team. They have, you know, that the top line's got 60 something points combined, and you know, they can do whatever. But you know, we outplayed them for good chunks of that game, and you know, we had the lead, and you know, that's 2-1 goal games against them, and we beat them, and quite frankly, like, take away a penalty or two, we're probably 3-0 against them. So you know, right now it's kind of that crucial time to start chipping away to with the way the playoffs are here, so we get a chance to either go back there or they come to us, and you know, and let us settle it on the ice.
Coming into this one now tonight against River Falls, the team that you're tied in the standings with, each one of you sitting in third place in the WIAC with 12 points. You've got the tiebreaker right now by way of that victory down at Hunt Arena in December. Team that kind of lives and dies with the power play, as they've got 67 goals on the year, 26 of those coming on the power play. Tops in the country at the man advantage, and the discipline is going to be a really big key tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, we're going to take a penalty or two. It's just that's the way we play. We're not going to sit there and allow teams to skate around us or whatever. We want you to remember playing us. Like, we're going to punish you whenever we get a chance to. When you live and die by that, you're going to, you know, sometimes sometimes it doesn't go your way, but you know, I think in the way I look at it is, you take away that power play, they have 41 goals scored 5-on-5, and we have we're in the high 50s, if not 60 something, for 5-on-5. So actually high 60s now that I think about it. So, like, you know, we'll take that matchup. So that's the way we look at it, you know, and our penalty kill has been pretty good. So, you know, we don't want to give them 9. You know, we don't want to do that, but you know, there's going to be, you know, listen, there's going to be special teams in the game. There's no way it's going to be a two power plays for them, two power plays for us. It might be 4 for them, 2 for us, but that, you know, to me, that's, you know, that makes it a 50 minute game 5-on-5 or 48 minute game 5-on-5. We'll take that, because I think in the long run we can win 5-on-5.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
Take care, Garves.